it out, seeking fortune and glory. It's a short song, but it's a hell of a story. When you spend your lifetime trying to get your hands on the Holy Grail.
Radio, and the Holy Grail this week is the Burns Bowl. Saturday night, it goes off at the MCG. There, if you reckon Friday night's crowd's going to be big, well, this one's going to be a bit smaller. But just big, as though. Important, yeah, I think it's 1 versus 4 on the ladder.
Yep.
It's a huge
another
game.
Top four clash.
Another top four clash. I mean, there's 6 teams in the top four this week. It's amazing.
It's awesome.
And to talk to us about the Burns Bowl, look, he's a 2-time premiership player for the Cats. He then went to the D's and absolutely dominated, turned into the runner, guided Melbourne to their first premiership in 57 years, then transferred to the Cats to win another flag as a runner. And that is our great mate, one of the greatest runners of all time, Jonathan Burns. G'day, Burnsy.
G'day, Jack and Joel. And I hope, you let Woz know that I was thinking of him, and I probably sounds like I was the only one that was thinking of him.
Completely forgot he wasn't here.
I definitely always put in the thought for Woz, but thanks for having me, guys. It's nice to talk when the Cats are 7-0. It makes it a bit easier.
It does, and again you're good. Again, I mean, are you almost sick of success down there?
What is the success, are you saying?
They're always in the top four, always beating up other teams. Like, again, you've got an incredible list, and, you know, you're searching for another premiership. I mean, normally, you know, you look at other teams like Hawthorn and Richmond, where they go up for a fair bit, then come down and stay down. Geelong just don't do that.
Well, there's no fun in being down, is there?
No.
If you can avoid it, why wouldn't you? it is becoming a bit harder to bounce back from the bottom. And it's probably only going to get harder when Tassie come in. Just trying to find that talent is a bit harder in the draft, and keeping them on your list can be tough as well. So, we're fortunate that we've sort of got a bit of a point of difference down here and in Geelong. And, I guess some players really take a shining to that and want to stay for a while. So, you've got to make the most of the advantages you have, I suppose.
And, Shannon, do you have these sort of conversations in your club? Like, you are aware that you want to stay up and not go down into the draft. You want to recruit and bring talented players onto your list and remain, you know, in that top eight sort of upper area.
Yeah, well, I guess you'd only have to look at the way the Cats have gone about it probably in the last 10 years to know that they were never keen on going to the bottom when you recruit guys like Jez Cameron and. There was a lot of other sort of traded players in at sort of that 25 to 27 year old age group. When you go pretty strong at that sort of age group, you're pretty keen to stay where you are and fill some gaps that sort of tend to pop up as your list turns over. So I think Cats were pretty savvy in identifying that the trade was going to become a pretty big player in AFL footy going forward, when it did become, introduced and teams were using it more often than it ever was in the past, I think, the recruiting, to their credit, that they sort of recognised that early and that's sort of what they really based, a fair bit of their recruiting on in making sure that we don't bottom out and try and stay thereabouts and compete each year.
Well, do you know what it is? I mean, we're just all fascinated by the Cats. I mean, all jokes aside, you have been dominating for 20 years now, and you rarely miss out on the top eight and all these sort of things. Like, is it just an expectation thing that, this year we're playing finals? Like, I mean, we talk about the Richmonds and the Hawthorns that dominated and had errors and had dynasties and all this sort of stuff, but they've fallen down. They've fallen off a cliff. Whereas Geelong just don't. Like, what is it?
Well, it's a number of things. To say it was like one thing you'd be missing out on so many other things that I guess come together, and there's a bit of luck involved in that as well. But like Scotty's obviously been a huge part of that, and he's an awesome coach, an awesome tactician, and I think a strength of his is realizing, not coming in with just a game plan and he's going to run with that game plan no matter who he's got. He looks at his players and I guess works out the strengths of the players that he's got at his disposal and then makes the game plan based off that. So it's he's pretty smart in ways of manipulating what our team does, I suppose, from week to week to suit the playing group and what they can bring to the table. So he's obviously a huge part of it all, but yeah, the recruiting's a big part in that. And as I touched on before, just the trading and the attraction of a country lifestyle, I think helps. It's a bit of a point of difference, like I said before. So like, oh, there's so many different factors that you need to go right for you to stay up for a long time. But yeah, they're hard to win, having said all that, because with all that success over 20 years, there's still only four premierships to speak of. So it's you shouldn't be upset with that. That it just shows how hard they are to win.
And Shannon, you must be pleased with the way that guys like Tyson Stengel and Graham Myers are playing at the moment.
Yeah, they're beauties. And I think the small forward now starting to get more recognition than they've ever got before. And I don't say that with a bitter tone that I didn't get that recognition as a small forward I was playing. But I think teams are starting to realise that just the role that these guys play in the team. Stengel and Myers, having said that, are really different players in the way they go about it. Grind's an unbelievable runner, gets up and down the ground, like right up into our D50 and uses the ball beautifully on the way back, where Tyce sort of stays a bit closer to goal, and he's just beautifully balanced and has a great skill set, can awesome goal sense, and we use him in probably different ways than we'd use Grind. And then you've got Brad Close, who plays a similar role to Grind in ways of getting up and down the ground. And then you've got Ollie Henry, and it's just nice to be able to have, a few different tricks to use within that forward line, without even mentioning Jez Cameron and Tommy Hawkins in that group as well, and Gary Rowan. So, I think the blend of forwards is really being recognised now. It's not just one type of player that you need, and Grian and Tyce are a good example of that.
Yes. And I'm fascinated. I mean, you're undefeated, 7 wins to start the season. And I just wonder, because I remember 2022, Melbourne went on that run of 10 first 10 games with wins, that I was just wondering if Goody knew how to beat Melbourne. Would you know how to beat Geelong?
Well, if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Go on.
Yeah.
You'll make me sleep the next 3 nights, okay?
It is a good question, though, because I think most teams, or most people would think that teams would just look at how to beat the opposition that they're playing. But, I guess what comes into the mix of all of that is coaches thinking about how other teams might try and beat us, and work their plan a little bit around that as well. So all of that sort of gets thrown into the mix when you're thinking about who you're coming up against and the strengths that they've got. You definitely think about it. I'm sure Goody would be thinking about, I'd imagine, he did when I was there, and I'm sure he still does. So, it's a smart practice to think about what your own vulnerabilities are as much as what the strengths of the other team are.
And who's keeping you guys up late at night from the Melbourne team?
Well, they got plenty, but for different reasons. Gorney keeps me up at night. No, he's just
that's just text messages. But what about
Fred? Yeah, that's mainly text messages back and forth and a bit of banter. But he's a pretty good player as well. So there's plenty of talent throughout the the regular guys like Lever and May down back, and their midfield's obviously one of the best in the league with Oliver and Petrarca and Viney, and then you've got the wings, and it's good to see. I wasn't there when Windsor was there, but he looks like a beauty. Ed Langdon runs the wings as well as anyone, and Tommy Sparrow's always been a favourite of mine the time that I was there. So they've just got so many weapons through the midfield and defence, and then you've got Cozzy Pickett and Fruta to worry about up forward. So there's no shortage of talent on the D's list. They're a great side when they get up and going, and that'll be, we'll take them as seriously as any team in the comp. We think they can mix it with the best at any given point.
And this week's training sessions, has anyone pulled up sorer than normal?
Well, Paddy pulled up pretty sore for his hammy, so I can tell you that one. he's out, but Stewie, I can tell you, Tommy Stewart has trained really well.
He missed the wrong game.
Yeah, he's looking, like he'll be a very, very good chance to return, which is obviously, he's an unbelievable player in himself. I don't think there'll be too many changes other than the replacement of Pat. That I can see at this point. There's always a bit of talk about what we do with our rucks with young Conway coming through. I think I mentioned him to you last time. Yeah, and you would have seen a little bit of what he can do so far. He's still only 20 years old, and just to be 6'8" or 6'9" and I think he's going to be a great asset for us going forward. It's just, where do you slot him in at different points in the year to give Reece and Blitz a bit of a chop out. So what they do with that might that could be the only sort of thing I could see possibly changing if it did at all. But it'll be a pretty similar lineup to what you saw last week against the Blues.
Righto. And just being the runner out there on Saturday night, I think you did it the first time you played against Melbourne. You were calling people off for Melbourne when you were a Geelong runner. Will you try and do the same thing?
Well, Luke Jackson was an easy target back then. I love Jacko, but I knew that if I targeted him, I was a good chance to get him off the ground, and so I'm gonna have to look at someone else as a target this week. Open to suggestions, but there'll be plenty of banter going back and forth. I actually absolutely love this game because it's just so much I know about every player on the field. So wherever I can be getting in a little jibe, or if I can get someone off the ground, well, I'll have a crack at that as well. But we'll see how it plays out, but it's always good fun coming up against the old mob, that's for sure.
And knowing most of the players on the ground, Shannon, what sort of matchup intrigues you the most for the weekend?
I guess I touched on all the good players that both teams have. So it's a good question. I think the two backs, Lever and May, against Jez and Hawk is always a good battle. I think that's probably an obvious one to say, but I'm really interested in how our young mids come up against the midfield that I touched on before with Petrarca, Oliver, some like real seasoned vets, and we've got Tanner Bruin coming through and Maxie Holmes. It's just a bit of the young versus I wouldn't call those guys old, but the well seasoned players. I think that'll be an interesting battle to watch in the over the course of the game for sure.
Right. Well, it's going to be huge, mate. We can't wait for it. No doubt you'll be wanting to hand the Burns Bowl to Maxie.
Yeah, well, the boys always lift for the Burns Bowl. I don't know if they do call it that, but
they should.
They definitely should. Hopefully the Cats are lifting it, but it's generally a really good match. So I don't mind. As long as the game's a good one, but I'm tipping us by a point. So it's break your heart, Jack.
Well, it'll be good fun. Hopefully have a great night, mate. And mate, the best TV Melbourne.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. We'll see. Let's not get carried away.
Sure. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Jack. See you, mate.
Fantastic. You too. There we go. Shannon Burns. Well, to preview the Burns Bowl.